Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of iRibe English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an introduction and analysis on the most important Islamic teachings and concepts. I am Atta, the host of this program. Brother Alavian and Sheikh Rouhani are over here to discuss today's topic. Brother Alavian, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about Nizam al-Ahsan or Nizam al-Aslah. It refers to the system of creation, and that nobody can picture better than this. I mean, creation better than this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. First of all, give us a definition, a general definition of what is Nizam al-Aslah or Nizam al-Ahsan. Brother Alavian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. As for the topic of this discussion, that is Nizam al-Ahsan or the perfect system of creation, we mean the best way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the whole universe, the whole creation, and this is in the best mood and the best way that everyone and any thinker can be thinking of. So this is the desired system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could make, and create for the benefit of creatures.
That's right.
So it is always a controversial discussion in the philosophical and theological branches of knowledge, and definitely there are some sub-branches to this discussions that, for example, is it going to be like the argument of order, or it is some different from that, or is it the same argument of order, or no? I mean,
the barahin that we discussed before, that's right.
Very true. Or under which category of discussions in the field of in the different branches of knowledge, specifically in the field of theology, is it going to be categorized? Is it going to be under the Allah's attributes or Allah's names, Allah's acts?
That's right.
So these are the things that we need to actually discover and talk about this, inshallah, in this very session. But in brief, I wanted to say this is something quite different with Burhan and Nadm, or the argument of order or discipline.
We can say based on those barahin, arguments to prove that we have discussed in our previous discussions.
So those barahin
Nizam and system has been created.
Yeah, well, okay. I want to say that those barahinan arguments are to prove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is something that is outcome of this barahin.
Yeah,
that
the result.
The result fruits. And consequences and that's fruits right. of this discussion. So here we are going to talk about this one.
Okay, that's right. And Sheikh Rouhani, based on what criteria and, proofs can we say that this Nizam was created in its best way possible? And no shortcoming or weak point can be found in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we say world, we mean the universe. I mean the whole meaning of the creation. And it is not limited only to earth.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think we can answer this question from different perspectives. One of which is believing in God as the creator of the universe, who is absolutely powerful, absolutely merciful, and absolutely knowledgeable. When he is the creator of the universe with these kind of attributes, it means that why shouldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create this world and universe and cosmos with its perfect order, while not creating such a thing can be either as a result of ignorance, that we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know such a system, such a perfect order, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is disabled or unable to create such a thing.
All right.
Or, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bakhil, what we term it as greedy, maybe, I don't know, to create such a thing. All these three attributes, negative attributes, cannot be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is neither disabled to create such a thing, nor ignorant, nor greedy or zealous or jealous of creating such a thing for the creature. So that is why such a thing must be created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah is able, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to create such a thing, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best this system, then based on this kind of arguments and proofs, we can say that whatever is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in its best and perfect order and system.
That's right.
But if someone say like Shafi'i, it is said that among the Muslim scholars, Shafi'i was of the view that no, this system could have been even better.
Okay.
But the response is this, that sometimes when we say something is perfect, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, it is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But from the creation itself, from the creature itself, sometimes it is not able to receive, for example, more perfection.
You mean we do not have enough power in order to discern that this creation is perfect, or we do not see the perfect aspect of our creation?
Yeah, this is the two points is here. Yes. One is fa'iliyati fa'il.
Yes.
The power of the agent or the power of the one who acts.
All right.
And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is absolutely powerful.
Yes.
We cannot attribute any kind of disability or inability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then the other one is qabiliyati qabil.
Mm-hmm.
The power or the ability, capacity of the receiver of this power.
All right.
Sometimes here we might have a kind of disability or incapability.
Imperfection, understand the perfection. That's right.
So in that case, yes, if you compare this, the alam al-khalq or the creation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely perfect.
Okay.
But of course, the awalim, which is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, Zatuhu and his essence. Yeah, they must be imperfect. What is termed here as the Nizam al-Ahsan is related to the creation.
Yes.
Creation by itself or creatures by themselves, they are the most perfect possible creatures.
Creatures, that's right.
Yeah, that's it.
The more we get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator of this Nizam al-Ahsan, the more we can have this perfect knowledge, isn't it?
Yeah, that is why one of the ideas is this, that the alam or the whole creation is created for human.
For human being.
Yeah, because human is the most perfect creature.
The vice-chair and khalifa.
And the other creatures are for the sake of human.
That's right. Okay. And the most perfect man on earth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prophets and
the
ayahmas.
Prophet. Yeah, the ayahmas.
That's right. That's why we are obliged to follow them. Okay.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
So why the creation of some obstacles, some trials, tribulations, evil powers, Brother Alavian? I mean, what is the main purpose behind creating a kind of shar or evil or misfortune in this world? Doesn't it make any problem in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be called perfect?
Well, this is a good question, because again, it was answered in our earlier sessions that with the concept of shurur, with the concept of shurur or evil, or the wickedness of some cases, some issues, like, I mean, whatever is looked as an obstacle on the way of, let's say, on the way of the whole creation. I want to say none of them are something belonging to the Nizam al-Ahsan. They are not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are coming from nothingness. I mean, they do not necessarily exist, you know. So if we see that there is an evil, it is the outcome of our behavior and our treatment of, I mean, the way that we behave.
Based on our free will, we do that.
Because nothing bad is issued. Nothing bad is issued from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever is issued by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good.
So Allah does not want us to do evil.
Definitely. Okay. So when we talk about, I mean, when we compare it, I mean, this Nizam al-Ahsan or the perfect system or desired system with the concept of shurur or the evils, so this is not a good comparison, because this is, I mean, the first is something that has an existential existence. I mean, it really exists. But the other one actually has a root in Adam, in nothingness. So that's why I want to say that these obstacles have not been actually issued by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the outcome of our treatment towards nature, towards others, towards, I mean, for example, if a person actually creates, commits a sin. So what if, so what would be the outcome of this sin?
That's
it brings some bad consequences to the person himself or herself.
So, Brother Alavian, we are doing these evil actions based on our own intellect, isn't
Very
it?
True.
And based on our own rationality. The same rationality that will make you fall down into a trap of Satan will make you as perfect
again,
as possible.
It is from the beauty of this Nizam al-Ahsan. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this Nizam al-Ahsan that we are talking about and we are admiring it and we are praising it, He gave us free will. So at the same time, He has not yet determined us, right? So throughout of this free will, we have chosen إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَكَرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. So He has actually presented everything to us. This is us that we choose what, either to go through a good way or a bad way, choose a good one or a bad one. So you see, if we choose the bad ones, this is not something that has been or has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has been issued by Allah.
Okay.
So this is what me as a creature do.
And Sheikh Rouhani, there are some developments made by human beings in this world in order to facilitate the life of the people. Can we say that these are somehow a kind of perfecting the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I mean, for example, look at the inventions, look at the industry developments, or look at all these we can say innovations that are taking place in the world during the history of the world.
First of all, we should say that when it comes to the development of the civilizations and the history of mankind, the main question is that can we consider it as an only and merely perfection? Or sometimes some people might consider to some extent the some aspects of this so-called evolution and the history as a kind of imperfection, okay? Why? Because it depends on what purpose you define for this development or, let's say, improvement. We have to first of all define that what is the purpose of man's life on this planet. And what are the main things that we should provide man's and human beings with? So if that final objective or ultimate purpose of life is not clear, and then how can we term these kind of developments as a kind of perfection? Because sometimes, you know, religiously talking, whatever cause you to get far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a kind of imperfection.
And
that's not perfection.
Because it makes you away and away, from the source of perfection.
Away from the source of the highest perfection. So now let's see these facilitations that you mentioned. Do they help man to get closer and closer to that level of perfection, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or no, it deprives man from getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the second is the case, then of course we cannot term it as a perfection. It does facilitate something for a human being. Made maybe to some extent a better, let's say, facilities for
Again,
life.
Again, it is a tool, you mean, isn't it?
It's a tool.
It is not the very perfection itself.
Because, first of all, we should clarify the purpose of man's life in this planet. But when it comes to the problem of evil itself, according to the Muslim philosophers and the creation, we do not have absolute evil. But we do have absolute good, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then among the creatures, they categorize it in five main categories. Let me very briefly mention, In one side, we have absolutely evil creatures that does never exist, according to Muslim philosophers. And those creatures whose evilness is more than their goodness, this kind of creatures will also cannot exist. And those creatures whose evilness and goodness are equal, they also do not exist. They will not be created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these three categories will never exist. Then the things that are absolutely good, they exist. And the things whose goodness are more than their badness and evilness, they also exist. So that's why whatever in this universe exists, their goodness is more than their evilness. So it means that evilness and goodness are a kind of relative concepts. Whenever you say something is evil, it cannot be absolutely evil. It is evil as compared to some other creatures.
And even as you said, the goodness will be more than
But if you look at the kind of holistic kind of view, then you see that and the holicity of the system, you find out that this goodness of the creatures are more than their evilness.
All right.
Yeah. Evilness are okay. Such in some exceptional cases. Mm-hmm. Not exceptional cases. In some cases, look, for example, when we consider a snake mm-hmm. as a creature,
yeah.
we as mankind might consider the poison of the snake as something
dangerous.
Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's see, really, in its reality, the snake and its poison in the reality is also something evil. If you do not compare it with the humankind.
No.
Of course
for God's
not.
Creation, of course poison not, yes. is not. Even yeah. poison nowadays has medical
yeah.
use.
Okay. It cures lots of
yeah, lots of
illnesses.
Diseases. That's
yeah.
right. Okay.
So that is why even that snake has lots of positive things.
Benefits. That's right.
Benefits, yeah.
Okay.
And that is why, the, according
so
to
from
Muslim
our
philosophy,
eyes,
yeah, yeah.
as human beings,
yeah, yeah.
so many things must be created as imperfect
yeah.
or
yes.
they have faults or
yes,
shortcomings.
Yes. Yeah,
but in
yeah.
the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was a philosophy.
Yeah, because there's
which
a holistic,
we do not,
yeah.
Yeah, of well, which we do yes, not yes. have any knowledge.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Sheikh Rouhani, thank you very much.
You're
Brother
right.
Alevian, thank you very much for a nice elaboration regarding Nizam al-Ahsan or Nizam al-Aslah. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you. Afi amanallah. Muallim.